Now I'll just read a couple of poems in English and Spanish so that you get the swing of the salsa a little bit. And then I'll read some parts of the new novel, Eccentric Neighborhoods, to you. The Shadow of Guilt. Mother, why do blacks go around the house barefoot? They were born in the jungle. They don't like to wear shoes, dear. Eusebia, Brambon, and Santiago, Carmelo, Arcilio, and Casilda were always doing house chores. Eusebia's skin was a swamp. Her sweat steamed my father's shirts every time she ironed them. Arcilio watered the plants. Carmelo buffed the tiles. Casilda polished the silver. And when I think of Brambon, I remember the perfect way his skin blended in with the Packard. Blacks with pink skin on their feet, they grew old without a trace of gray. Wild moss cushioning their souls, dusk falling on their cheeks, dawn breaking in their smiles, and in their eyes, the silent shadow of the tiger lurking by. And in Spanish, it goes this way. They're versions, they're not really exact translations. La sombra de la culpa. Madre, ¿por qué los negros tienen la palma de la mano blanca? No son como nosotros, hija. Nos trajeron de bárbaros países y siguen siendo bárbaros. Eusebia, Brambon y Santiago, Carmelo, Arcilio y Casilda andaban en sus ajetreos por la casa. El silencio de la selva les acolchaba los pasos, pero yo pensaba que era porque no usaban zapatos. Eusebia, la epiléptica, planchaba las camisas de mi padre y dejaba en ellas el zumo de los pantanos del África. Arcilio regaba las plantas. Carmelo enceraba las losas. Casilda brillaba la plata y de Brambon recuerdo la manera en que su piel se confundía con el Packard. Negros con los pies rosados llegaban a viejos sin canas, en las mejillas la noche, en los dientes la mañana y en la mirada la sombra del tigre que pasa.